Nolte, Nitswa Jahat Ali says whites would rather burn home than rent to minority. By John Nolte on July 20, 2020. If given a choice between renting to a person of color or burning down the house, a white Republican will elect to burn down the entire neighborhood, tweeted the New York Times' Wajahat Ali on Sunday. Here's the full tweet, which is even worse than the abbreviated version. I hope people realize that there are many white Republican voters in this country. If they're given a choice between renting the room in their house to a person of color or burning down the house, they will elect to burn down the entire neighborhood. It's not just a small fringe. This isn't just some nobody bigot and liar on Twitter spouting off. This is a bigot and liar welcome on the pages of the New York Times. And I use the words bigot and liar without hesitation. After all, Ali claims that there is not a small fringe of white conservatives who, if given the choice, will either violate the law by refusing to rent to a racial minority or burn down their own home and the entire neighborhood, and yet, he does not provide any evidence to back up this outrageous smear. First off, it is simply a fact that the only people out there burning down neighborhoods are Ali's confederates on the far left, are the domestic terrorist groups Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Further, I know of no incident whatsoever of a white Republican burning down his home, much less an entire neighborhood, when faced with the dilemma of renting to a racial minority. In fact, I know of no incident where a white Republican burned down a neighborhood for any reason. The only people burning down neighborhoods are leftists and Democrats. What's more, there is no evidence of widespread civil rights abuses at the hands of Trump supporters who own rental property of any kind, much less a room in their home. To make matters worse, in a follow-up tweet, Ali provides the following example to back up his smear, which is, once again, a deliberate attempt to mislead his readers. If you think this is an exaggeration, you should study U.S. history. Look at what many white communities did after desegregation. Some shut down the local pools instead of allowing equal access for everyone. 2 points. That was more than 50 years ago. The only white people who supported segregation and did things like close down swimming pools rather than desegregate were Democrats. Jim Crow and Southern segregation were created by and enforced by Democrats. George Wallace and Bull Connor and all the rest of the South's racist villains were Democrats. Nevertheless, despite the facts of the past and the truth of the present, deliberate smears like Ali's are what pass for mainstream media commentary and analysis today. The media world is now so broken, so corrupt and dysfunctional, that a New York Times contributor with a verified Twitter account can spread inflammatory lies without consequence. Well, that's not exactly true. Ali's divisive hate will actually increase his standing within his left-wing tribe. One's willingness to be both hateful and dishonest is, unfortunately, an easy way to prove your undying fealty to the leftist elite. Earlier this year, we all witnessed Ali display his bigotry as a badge of pride on Knlal, so this latest act of bigotry is no surprise. Yep, in today's media, the spreading of conspiracy theories, of bigoted and hateful lies, is what's known as a resume enhancer.